let me say this before we go further. It's a warning to anybody listening. I might bring in my legal crew and proceed for defamation of character. You see, when mm-hmm. they put my face next to hers and they start doing that little stuff there, that becomes innuendo that
that's
somebody
right.
can sell. Mm-hmm. See who they're talking about, and that's very destructive to my reputation, because not only do I have a long track record of ensuring that women get justice when they've been done wrong, doing that on the criminal bench and a long time before that, my motto for the last half century has been protecting womanhood and promoting manhood, and there's those that don't seem to like it. So I might need a vacation, and I think I know where the deep pockets are, where I might proceed for defamation of character.
Mm-hmm.
In windows putting out there, it's becoming legally sufficient. Now, so far, she hasn't said anything that implicates me.
This man walked in, grabbed me by the back of my neck, turned me around, and rammed his nasty tongue down my throat.
Oh,
are
my God.
Right now you're listening to The Voice. Valerie Denise Jones, I had to come out of retirement for this one, guys, because I can't just sit back and let several of you just spew lies. I mean, I'm just confused why you didn't just pick up the phone when Judge Brown is on everybody's channel and literally bring, hey, Judge, did you commit such heinous crime? He would have told you yay or nay. He's been brutally honest since the beginning, so I'm not quite sure why you would rather regurgitate a false narrative versus seeking the truth. There's just no other way to put that. And to you, sir, who actually put the R word in your title, I got no words for you. You literally said, Judge Joe Brown, R-A-P-E-D, Cheryl Lee Ralph. I mean, where'd you get that from? Like, literally, she didn't say it. He definitely didn't say it. You weren't there. So I am just clueless. Like, I don't get it. And for those of you who are saying, oh, you're just protecting him because, you know, that's your dad. No, that's a lie. No, I've been defending victims of domestic violence and, you know, anything regarding any kind of sexual assault for pretty much my adult life. I was a victim. You guys know my story. You know that the NFL didn't come to my rescue. The knuckleheads over there in the fancy suits who works for the sports channel, they didn't come to my rescue either. So trust and believe. If I didn't believe him, I wouldn't be here defending him. So, guys, just take the videos down. Anyway, Tisha Brown wants to talk to you.
Let me say this. Ladies, I apologize, but that's bullshit, the speculation hooking me up. At the time when they had Big Ticket Television, the CEO's wife was working with another concern to push another TV judge who still has a show where he does commentary. And there were several other individuals involved, and there were a total of approximately 7 or 8 white famous TV judges that were around at the time. And the CEO of that entity, Big Ticket Television, was trying to promote what his wife wanted to do because they had their ins and outs. They're divorced now. So I don't know this woman. I'm not acquainted with her. That was not me. It's absolutely ridiculous. The time zone she's talking about is literally 25 to 22 years ago. And I wasn't famous when this would have happened. And I was there for 2 NAPTIS, which is where this would have been in New Orleans. And I assure you, I was completely preoccupied with the women in my life, and it did not include her. She's not my type, and I don't know what the devil she's talking about. But, you know, be that as it may, the studio would not have protected me. And as a matter of fact, there was an internal fight going on between myself and some of them because some money turned up missing from my show. And what they were trying to do is what Mel Brooks wrote about in, well, his play, The Producers and the Movie, which was, if the show is a flop, you can steal more money than you can make if it's a hit. Now, I had to take some steps, and I've talked about them from time to time on this show over the last good few years to stop that kind of mess and turn the tables on these characters who have no scruples. So I have no idea who she's talking about, but there is some possibility that it is one of 7 or 8 individuals, white males, and perhaps one black male they were trying to bring in as a threat to replace me at the time. This would have been either my first or second year, so I wasn't famous at the time anyway. Now, that said,
Judge, I want to clear up the man of the hour part because I want Silk and Vi to chime in. We've already had a small window where we kind of addressed what it's like to have to face online speculation when you're being pulled into a narrative and you're like, wait a minute, this has nothing to do with me, but for whatever reason, it gets more attention. But man of the hour reason why I announced you that way is it says a person who's being honored by a group, that person is the most important, most admired, you know, so I was just making sure that people understand how much we love and support you, and, you know, we are here for you, so that's what I mean by that. Just wanted to clear that
up. Well, yeah.
People run with narratives nowadays, so.
I heard that. I appreciate it. But see, what's going on is I'm running a political campaign for the office of mayor in Memphis. And there are some people that are on the inside, and they are looking at the loss of billions of dollars of money that they can take from the tax coffers and turn to their use and the use of their cronies. And this bunch is unscrupulous, and considering the background connections of the people involved, I am, well, it wouldn't be rank speculation to assume that they're trying to do something for political purposes. Now, that isn't my style. I wouldn't do anything like that, and it ain't me. But anyway, it is what it is. Now,
but have you sent out any cease and desist letters yet? Any cease and desist that it was not you?
I haven't sent out any cease and desist letters. I am going to consult with legal counsel about that. Mm-hmm. I would say this, that oftentimes the worst thing you can do is to give them something to run with by legitimating them sufficiently to start responding to them. Now, This is a general statement here. Let's see what happens when they pick this up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Her reps have, people have reached out to her reps and they have, they've been silent. And basically the narrative they're pushing is that she just wants to make it very clear that if you are a victim or have been, please make sure to speak up. Tell your truth. Do not carry the burden of the pain. So that's kind of it.
It sounds like, listening to that tape, it sounds like, you know, she said what she said, but someone excuse some speculation. And they actually started a nasty rumor.
Mm-hmm.
She did not say that Judge Joe Brown did this. Because if somebody sexually assaulted me, I'm going to say, who did it? This person did that. And in this day and age, then she could write her book and still get paid. But if she did not say that Judge Joe Brown did it, whoever the echoer was, call him the whisperer, is the one that echoed this rumor, now got a nasty rumor going on the judge. Now, I would second the motion with the judge to weigh out your options and go ahead on and get paid and take you a little vacation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say a
cease
and desist, that's what I'm thinking about, the person that started the rumor.
There are a lot of people saying it. Yeah, there are a lot of people saying it. Yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous, and this is the kind of BS that is infected in America today. This is what's
that's
going
right on.
I mean, you're running for office, public office, so somebody got to put something out on you. Oh, what can we say about him? You know, and I'm glad that you came and you told your truth. Like, wait a minute, I'm not going to let this go down without me telling my truth. Now, even though you told your truth, people still not going to believe you. Because you know what? They want some story and they want some gossip and they need something to run with. Because they need this to be true because it'll help with their lives. It'll give them something to do. Because they don't have no business of their own, none other than to just lie on you.
That's
you
right.
Know? That's their business.
It's like a political hit piece. Mm-hmm. It's like a political hit piece when you got somebody spreading lies about you. And, you can sue them for defamation of character because what they're doing is assassinating your character.
Now, did the whisperer, do the whisperer have any money?
Maybe that's a deep pocket. But see, you know what else is very insulting that a lot of people seem to be missing is why do you assume that it's the black man that is the culprit instead of a white one when eight of the white ones and one black one?
Because that's called the bucket of crabs.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is look at the lady that just got confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court, Tanji Brown Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Is her husband white? And look at the one that impersonates being black in the White House, the observatory where the vice president is. Isn't her husband white and Jewish? So
that's right.
You mean a Hollywood lawyer, and you mean to tell me that with all of this, all of the stars dealing with white men and all of the rest of it and marrying them and everything else, they jump to the automatic conclusion when there are, at the time, 7, 8, 9 different judges that would be able to claim that moniker, a famous TV judge, and I would be the least of at that time, they jump to the conclusion that you're talking about somebody that's a black man?
Wow.
That's just flat racism.
It is.
Wow. All of this assumption and these allegations and speculations without accurate information, I'm telling you, that's what they continue to do. They continue to do it. So, Judge O'Brown, you know, my hat's off to you. I say go for it. Especially when I say talk about the cease and desist, I can only go off of what they've done to Diamond and Silk, telling them that it's not truthful, whatever speculation or accusation they're throwing out there, with them to continue to keep it out there. Now I got to take the next step with the cease and desist. But you have to really consult your attorney now first before you can even do anything, especially if you're dealing with the deep pockets.
Just let me play devil's advocate here for
a second.
Because sometimes you got to – yes, sir.
Why doesn't she get with her husband? This Democrat that represents the 7th District in some state, and have him talk to me if it's me, you know. Because this is just bullshit.
This is what I'm saying. She didn't insinuate that it was you. I think her protest was more about the fact that a lot of women do not get to speak up and tell their truth. And she's saying, I don't know what this book is. But she says, don't carry this burden. Speak up, especially if you can't.
But she needs to
know you can't work through this. Right. I would appreciate if she did. But I want to.
Go ahead. I'm more concerned about.
I just want to make it clear,
bro.
Because
I'm just more concerned.
The people. I think the people ran with it.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing with the people. I'm getting on them. I'm thinking about these handkerchief head house Negroes and field hands that are sitting around trying to go off with implications that it's supposed to be somebody black. Now, see, famous TV judge just go back and think about them. I'm not going to name them because that would put me out into the position of the fame in their character, and I don't know anything about it. But if you go back and look up TV judges and Google them, you will find that there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 active ones who became active at that point and 1 inactive one, and several of them either directly or indirectly had some connection with Big Ticket Television, either through its CEO or the CEO's wife. Now, the Big Show in 2001, guess what? Everybody went to Paramount. Now, how many TV shows does Paramount have? I've never heard of her. And again, everything you cited is in this realm of make-believe and fantasy and not reality. And even Woman of the Year, didn't they make Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner Woman of the Year? So, I mean...
I don't know about USA Today, but I know that...
And that was
probably
fictitious.
I think
she's being given too many accolades, you know. Why are we giving her so many accolades? She is, you know, we're not getting paid here to promote her book. You know, she said what she said. Somebody speculated, ran with it. Now the story have ran like wildfire, okay? And now it has to be, she should be trying to put the fire out because her name is attached to it. And she have attached Judge Joe Brown and have this. They have attached Judge Joe Brown and have defamed that. Now, Cheryl, being who she is, she should say, you know what? Let me go come out with a statement that it was not Judge Joe Brown, okay? And shut all of this down because she really couldn't
do
that.
Just as she did
with
to defend Judge Mathis, right?
Yeah. Well, let her get her book in. That means she's got a deeper pocket. That means lawyers get excited about that.
Here's the thing that clear this up. She became an activist creating the Diva Foundation to support friends who had HIV/AIDS. That's what I was trying to reference earlier, but...
Let me put it this way.
I just wish her reps would make a statement. That's all.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing. Judge Joe Brown and some of his associates have been trying to save the boys and the girls from dying out in the streets. And with the young men doing drive-bys, you know, somebody better pay attention to them instead of worrying about somebody setting up something for that other crowd over there and getting glorified for pushing the fantasy level in that make-believe world. So somebody needs to get real. Now, I haven't been paying that much attention to the damn thing, but I am getting pissed off.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of traction, so this is why I wanted to take our time, because the Huffington Post did something, Sandra Rose, Lipstick Alley, Reddit, USA Today, Vulture. I mean, like, it just goes on and on. BET did something. I mean, there are a lot of articles. Daily Mail.
You know, people to be sued.
But, I mean, they're not saying it was you, Judge.
Well,
it's
there
the
is
people
a thing.
That kind of.
If you ever heard of the word innuendo?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, the law on defamation, it is sufficient if the innuendo that goes along with the objectionable language implies that it is someone else. They don't even have to say it. It can be innuendo. That's actionable. So somebody on a goddamn legal crew ought to say, you need to be careful what you do. Because even if you aren't saying it, if you are implying it, you become subject to a defamation action. Now, a defamation action, they can ask you all you want. The fact of the matter is, I don't know this woman, never met this woman, certainly haven't had any contact with her.
Well, it's ludicrous, and it's just that I think that people are, you know, that's what they're saying. They pose a question, who sexually assaulted Cheryl Lee Ralph. People even were even joking it was Judge Judy. So, you know, I don't know what's behind this, but I just know I wanted to take a moment to clear this up.
Yeah,
and give you an opportunity to speak out.
Thank you for bringing it to my attention, but no, I just flat out denied. Shout
out to Tia Whitaker. She brought it to my attention.
Yeah, well, I have absolutely nothing to do with that. I flatly deny any of the innuendo. But people need to be careful. I need something to do to amuse myself for a hobby. And like I said, I could take an extended vacation, and there's a business I could invest the recovery in. I'm in Los Angeles right now doing some commercials, and we've got a product that is doing well. It's about to hit the market. And, you know, also, are they trying to block that commercially? And there's a good system, well known, who's hooked up with the whole project too. So are they trying to block her as well? Because as I understand it, she's not exactly friendly with them either.
Wow. So now they're playing with your money. And this is something else that's a little bit deeper, because they're tying your face to something somebody said. And now, once again, they're defaming you. So then nobody will want to work with you. Nobody will want to do any other business with you because of this one thing that you really don't have anything to do with.
There you go.
You're not even involved here. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah, well, you might want to go ahead and consult your attorney real quick, fast, in a hurry. Because it sounds like a political hit job. It sounds like somebody that really do not like you to even put your face and attach your face to this story, once again, when you're not even involved, sir.
See, it's like something's gone wrong, ladies, what they did to you and yours, and what they do generally is that news has morphed from becoming news to tabloid journalism, which is just a joke.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
You try to turn to soap opera filth, and you try to filthy up everybody because that's how you deal with stuff. And they've moved from the last column, last page, last section of the newspaper to the front page now. And they've gotten the whole public used to just general nastiness and filth.
That's exactly what it is and how it is. But then when you write them, when you tell them that it's not true, when you give them the facts, they still run with the story. And it's hard for the story to get removed now, because even though they may remove the article, the title is still there. It's out there in the atmosphere of the internet. So when you search Diamond and Silk, the first thing you're going to see is the lie. And so how do you rectify that lie when it's really affecting my livelihood? Nobody's going to want to work with the Diamond and Silk brand, or now that Diamond's passed on, not even with Silk, because of all of those lies that's been put out there. And even though they were told that those lies are lies, and it's not true, you know? So this tabloid thing that they got going on. And another thing, Judge O'Brown, it is something with our society. They hate to see, especially black women, independent black women, they hate to see us in a particular on a particular platform or at a particular stage where we can be dependent on ourselves and not dependent on someone else to do it for us. They hate independent black women that have a mind to think outside of the black box and see it from a different perspective. And so I found, especially in this arena of being a celebrity, is that they want to just depict you as some type of step and fetch individual doing something for the white man, and you're doing it because of the white man, and it's all about what, money. Nothing. You're just doing it for money. It's like you're pipping yourself out for the white man. Why can't I be advocating for all Americans, no matter the color of your skin, your ideology, whatever? Why can't I just be doing this here, what I'm doing, for all Americans to save humanity? Why can't it just be that? Why do you have to care to assassinate me? And even my sister, even though she's passed on and she's dead, you still assassinate her character because you don't like the fact that we decide to think differently, to see it from a different perspective.
Well, you and your sister were not third floor bed wenches on a in a plantation house, and they resent that.
Wow.
I'll just be blunt about it. I'm in my mid-70s, and I have always dedicated myself to the proposition that it's a man's duty to protect, provide, and die for the women and children in his life, in his community, and in his world. Now, that doesn't even sound like a move I would even think about making because I'm too smooth. You know? I mean, let's talk. I don't have to play that kind of nonsense. And what were you smoking if you thought I did?
Hmm.
You know, and then they want to get any little human thing about you and get you out there. Now, if you went back through history and you just examined anybody in history, everybody's human and nobody's perfect, and all they'd want to focus on is the imperfections rather than something somebody did. To use somebody neutral, they take somebody like Albert Einstein, who contributed so much that goes into being alive today, everything from GPS systems on our cell phones to everybody scared in the world, you know, about somebody launching a nuke, okay? And they would focus on something. Maybe the guy smoked the wrong kind of pipe tobacco, and that would be all they could think about.
If they focus on that negative part instead of the positive, they won't look at the person in the positive light. They will find that one little thing and just stay stuck on that and blow that out of proportion to make that to be the person because what they focus on is the negative part of it instead of what this person have done good even for the community. It's just that whatever that stain is, they make that stain bigger.
Yeah. And unfortunately,
in the world we live in today, we don't have journalists anymore because the mainstream media will pick this up and run with it, you know, without even doing research on anything. We see it in the news now because I'm just looking at, you know, just scrolling down and looking at some things. But the mainstream media take it and run with it, and they're no longer journalists. They're gossipers. It's like
the gossip column.
Extra read all about it. More fake news.
And look at this, too. To show you where we have gone, you and your sister always warned against this thing that this DA doesn't want to prosecute on. And they would speak with approval. It's some perverts waving their bare dicks around in front of some 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old children. That's okay. But then they want to sit up here and go spread nasty innuendo on other people. And, you know, nobody wants to say, uh-uh. You know, you're flashing mind porn when somebody gets to flash flesh porn. One of them's okay and the other one's not, but the wrong ones are where they are. And why do you think society has gone downhill so fast, slid down that rabbit hole that's to the part where they've got it greased now. So you can't get back up once you slide past that point. Why do you think it is when you can't even protect the children long enough for them to enjoy being a child when you start
being a
trying
child.
To get these sexual objects?
Hmm.
See,
that
that's
is so
what
true.
I'll tell you something else.
What you just said, Joe Brown, with the scenario that you just said, then we need to free R. Kelly.
Yeah.
With
well,
the scenario
see,
that you just said.
Well, I'll leave that to those who are in charge of his defense. Now, let's say this. Let me tell on another situation since we're talking about big ticket television.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ticket Television had a headquarters located on Sunset and Gower. And they had 51 people that worked in corporate headquarters, at that headquarters. There was a place called the Pino that was on the corner of Gower and Sunset. It was a nightclub, a bar, I guess you would say, and people sort of hung out there after they got off work. Well, there were three people that always hung out there and compared notes on the ranked out treatment that we got from Big Ticket Television. It was me, one gentleman who was white and he was a retired Army officer, and one woman who was a retired school principal at an inner city high school in L.A. And we were the only straight people that were connected with Big Ticket Television. And these two were singing the blues all the time about the mistreatment they got from being straight. So 49 people in the headquarters of 51 weren't straight, and the two that were straight caught all kinds of grief. See, I'm not holding it against anybody for being gay. More power to them. Get the freak on in the bedroom. But you see, they have this cult that infiltrates Hollywood, and it is for the destruction of the very, very few people involved in it who aren't into that kind of thing. They brag that that 9 out of every 10 folk you see in Hollywood are that way. And I know from 25 years ago, we caught hell all the time from what they tried to do to us because we were straight and normal. And think about it. You are dealing with ideating on what is presented to you by a group of adults who has spent their entire adult lives in fantasy and make-believe, and they do not deal with the real world. And they know it because they are trying to get into character and be somebody they aren't. And that somebody they're trying to make believe they are is actually doing something. And they know subconsciously, consciously, directly and indirectly that they're failing to live up to that standard of being relevant to what is actually going on in the real world. And they know they're make-believe, and they hate everybody who's real. Not all of them, because every one of them is in that way, but only 1 out of 9 or 2 out of 10 is. And you see, they hate people that are normal. So we have to be cautious when we except what comes out of that crowd who for 55 55-